Today, I teach you about what is called the New Age movement. The New Age is not a denomination. The New Age movement is not an organized religion. It is different from the other cults in that it's more of a philosophy. It's more of an idea. The New Age is not an established organization. The title New Age is not a denominational tag, but it's a philosophy that is spreading today, big time, in America and around the world, through politics and politicians, through ecology, education, psychology, nutrition, entertainment, and science. And we could go on and on. This philosophy, this New Age philosophy, is a mystery of iniquity that is inspired by Satan, which will prepare the world for global unity, a new world order, and the emergence of the Antichrist. And it is very important that everyone listening to this message today pay careful attention to what I'm about to say, because I'm not just talking about something that is afar off. I'm talking about something that is practiced next door to your house. I'm talking about a philosophy, a mindset that is being taught in your public school system with your tax dollars. I'm talking about something that is popularized by the movies, TV. It's all around, and yet so many are oblivious to the teachings of the New Age. This New Age philosophy really is nothing new. It's not new. It is rather a blend of ancient occultism and ancient Hinduism, which started around 2000 BC. I don't know if you've studied Hinduism. I just got back from India a few months ago and had the opportunity to talk to many Hindus over there. But if you study Hinduism, you will find that there are four major tenets in Hinduism. And by the way, Hinduism is spreading into America through the gurus, through people who leave India, come over here and the East, and come over here and baffle people, especially young people here in America that are searching for something. And they think that they've got the answer. When I was on the plane to go to India 5 years ago in my first trip, I saw a whole bunch of college students going over to India to sit under the feet of one of these gurus and learn yoga. And it's amazing that now they're inviting all the gurus to come here to America. They were just here recently. They come and go. And Satan is spreading false philosophy into our city and into our country, and this is global. This is something that is happening all over the world. There are four major tenets to Hinduism, and the New Age movement is very close to Hinduism, and I'm going to show you a couple of things here about Hinduism, and you could jot these things down. First of all, the first tenet of Hinduism is monism, which is the belief that everything is one. Everything is one. We'll talk more about it, but everything in this world is unified. It is all one. We're going to get into this in more detail in a moment. Then, the second major tenet of Hinduism is everything is God. All is God. All is part of the mysterious oneness of God. The third major tenet is Maya, or all is illusion. Reality, as you see, as you perceive, may not be real reality. And then, the fourth major tenet is reincarnation. All is recycling. to reach a higher level of karma and eventually perhaps reach the state of Brahman and Nirvana. But everything is recycling. And we'll talk about these things in detail. Why is the New Age movement with its Hinduistic philosophy so appealing to many people today, even in America? Let me tell you why. First of all, Christianity is perceived as dead, impersonal religion, not attractive, and the New Age offers a what they call a spiritual reality to those seeking it, which tells me that it behooves us as believers to live a life above reproach, to let our light shine before men, and to not be like the world, and to not just be like everybody else, because there has to be something different about us. And so people get turned off to Christianity, and many times it's because of bad testimonies in the lives of those that call themselves Christian. And so because of that, they're searching for something else. They say Christianity doesn't have the answer. It hasn't helped this person and that person who go to Faith Baptist Church. Therefore, why do we need it? And so they're seeking something because there's an emptiness. There's a void in everybody's heart. And they're seeking an answer. They're seeking a solution to that empty spot that is in the lives of all people due to the sin of mankind and alienation from God. Second reason why it's appealing is because evolutionistic teaching in our public schools has dulled people's dependency on God. Teaching that we evolved plays right into the hands of Hinduistic thinking, because evolution and reincarnation are very closely associated. Everything just keeps evolving, going through the cycle of life, the circle of life. And evolution paves the way for this type of thinking. There are three results of the denial of God's existence for those that say there is no God. First of all, there's a deep-seated attitude of despair. Because as I mentioned, God created man with a need to have a personal relationship with him. And so to fill this void or this lack of purpose in life, people have turned to alcohol, immoral relationships, drugs, the occult, spiritism, astrology, TM, yoga, and they're just looking. Bible teaches vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Without God, everything is vanity. That is why Paul Tillich even said, I don't know if there is any meaning to life. If you don't have God, is there meaning to life? And so they're searching because of a deep-seated attitude of despair. A second result that occurs when you deny God's existence is the denial of moral absolutes. After all, if there is no lawgiver, then there are no laws. If there is no ultimate authority, then I am my own authority. And there are no rights and wrongs. There are no moral absolutes. And so since there's no sovereign moral God who holds man responsible for his moral law, then there's no moral absolutes. And they say the Bible's moral absolutes were written by man, and therefore man can deny or change them. The philosophy today in your typical university is all is relative. All is situation ethics. You know, what you view as wrong, others in a certain society will think it's right. And nobody's right or wrong. If you think it's right, then it's right to you. And homosexuality, cheating, lying, all forms of immorality are now justified. And they say, here is how man can create utopia. And here's their answer. We must admit that God is dead. All of us must reject satanic morality, they call it. They today they're so bold as to say anyone who teaches morality is satanic. All that is taught by the Bible and Judaism is satanic morality, they would say. Do you know the Bible teaches in Romans chapter 1, when the knowledge of God through creation is rejected, God judges man by giving him over to moral wickedness. When you say there is no God, you open yourself up to all forms of gross immoral behavior. The Bible teaches in Romans 1 how people suppress the truth of God. It says in verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." That means they hold it down. They put a stronghold on it and say, "I don't want it. I don't want it." And the Bible says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." In other words, God says, you don't have any excuse to deny my existence, because I have proven myself by creation. Right? The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made unto corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, creeping things. And you will find today that there's a lot of animal worship. As a matter of fact, animals are put on a higher plane than people in our society in America today. Don't you dare kill an American eagle, but you can abort all the babies you want. Don't you smash those eagle eggs, but you can abort all the human fetuses you want. Wherefore, because they rejected the knowledge of God, God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature, which means creation, more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, which speaks of lesbianism. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. You have homosexuality, the result of a rejection of God. People stiff-arm God, and the result is they turn to all forms of immoral behavior, because if there's no lawgiver, then there's no law to which I'm accountable. And God, the Bible says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. In other words, they not only commit the immoral acts, but boy, they're happy when others commit those immoral acts because it appeases their conscience. It justifies their behavior. You see, a denial of God is a denial of all moral absolutes. And because of evolutionistic teaching, there's now a tendency to deify man. If there's no God, then who is the highest of created things? Well, since there is no God to worship, the only logical thing left for many to worship is a form of nature, or Mother Earth. And whenever you see those bumper stickers, like the one, "Remember your mother," and you would think they mean your mom. No, they don't mean your mom. They mean the earth. They say, "Don't hurt your mother," meaning don't pollute the earth. And I'm all for non-pollution. I think we need some laws in America, like in Singapore, for people that dirty our society. I think we need laws to govern waste and pollution. But this earth's not my mother. God is my father. And you know, Mother Nature. And that started a long time ago, didn't it, that expression? But today, they are worshiping nature, Mother Earth. And the most logically exalted part of nature is man. And so in New Age thinking, man is divinity, but many haven't discovered it yet. And I believe that that is the preconditioning for Satan's deified man, the Antichrist. And so, because of these things, the New Age movement has found fertile soil today. Evolutionistic teaching, technological advances, which point to man's great strides and man's great potential. 4, the ecological concerns have placed a lot of emphasis upon the world, the earth, as I've mentioned. Human pride and self-sufficiency is characteristic of our day, and that paves the way for the New Age philosophy. And even in religious circles, the power of positive thinking, popularized by Norman Vincent Peale, puts the emphasis on man's powers within himself regarding positive thinking. Well, you know what I'd like to do today? People want to think we're bright, we're light, look within, find the light. I'd like to, in some measure, at least in your audience, unplug the New Age. I would like us to see what this movement is really all about. With its appealing concepts, such as unlimited human potential, self-determined morality, which, by the way, is very appealing to the depraved, rebellious nature of man. People want to be self-autonomous, that nobody's going to tell me what to do. I make my own rules, right? And so that's appealing to man. And perfection through self-awareness. And I'm not sure how aware you guys are of what's happening, but let me tell you, it's happening all around us. As a matter of fact, it's being popularized by everybody. Politicians, movie stars. You go into your bank. I got this from my bank. It's a magazine. At first, it looks pretty good. The Seminar Center. What could be wrong with a Seminar Center? A magazine on the various seminars occurring in our area of New York City. Well, when I open this thing up, and by the way, they give this out for free at your banks, but you won't ever, and inside is nothing but religion. New Age religion, but they would never allow us to put our tracks on their bank. We can't promote Jesus Christ and Bible Christianity, but they can promote religion. The New Age religion. Boy, there's a lot of forces promoting this. And this mystery of iniquity has been around for a long time. This is not new. This ancient stuff started at Babel, has continued through Buddhism and Taoism and Hinduism. And this has been around a long time, the ideas we're going to be talking about today. But anyway, in this Seminar Center book, you can have profound self-awareness through discovering your aura. Your chakras are the gateways to your aura. We are not merely physical bodies, but our physical bodies are contained within a larger personal energy field known as the aura. Join Mora Purpura, experienced healer, counselor, and massage therapist. As she takes you on an exploration of the intrinsic relationships among the body, mind, and spirit, and how these inner relationships and outer relationships affect each other. You will learn how to locate your chakras, what your chakras and aura say about you in your physical, emotional, and spiritual aspect. Through meditative and breathing exercises, you learn to see and feel these subtle energies and begin to increase your self-awareness in a profound way. This magazine, which you'll find at your local bank, also would promote such things as contacting spirit guides and angels. And it says, we are not alone. Do you feel unsupported in your life? The message of this workshop is that we are not alone. Communication with our special friends provides us with knowledge, wisdom, and support. The goal of the workshop is to become acquainted with your guides so that you can benefit from their advice without depending upon another individual to do the channeling. This thing also promotes palmistry, palm reading. Discover the mystery of your soul's journey. And it goes on to promote palm reading. The Kabbalah. I don't know if you're familiar with the Kabbalah. Kabbalah and spiritual growth. Ancient Jewish wisdom for peace and harmony. And I've got a booklet here on the Kabbalah, which is the ancient Judaic wisdom safeguarding all the mystical and scientific secrets of our universe. Because of its far-reaching power, Kabbalah has been tightly guarded and concealed for centuries, privy to but a few worthy people throughout human history. Moses was one of them. Medieval Kabbalists decreed that the teachings of Kabbalah be made available to everyone in the 20th century. Why? Because we're paving the way for the Antichrist. That's why. And the New World Order. And by the way, this stuff has been around in the works for a long time. Through the Masons, the Masonic Lodge, through the Trilateral Commission, through NATO, through all of these presidents that we have had, they've all been part of this. And by the way, today, any country or any people that get in the way of the New World Order, they're going to face trouble from the UN, UN forces. Because I'm telling you, things are paving the way for the arrival of the Antichrist, and the New Age movement is right in there paving the way. And so is the Kabbalah, which is now available to us living in the 20th century, heralding the arrival of the seventh millennium. Today, Kabbalah is an effective tool that strikes at the seed of the problems and obstacles that confront us. It roots out the hidden cause behind the negative effects that plague us. Kabbalah puts us on a challenging new path, a path that can lead to prosperity, success, and genuine peace of mind. And on it goes. It says Kabbalah is controversial, provocative, stimulating, challenging. And on it goes to promote this ancient lie among Jewish tradition. Here's another one in this book. Past life regression. Experience a live hypnotic regression. Past life regression will give you a gift of objectively viewing all experience that reveals an unresolved life theme. When we are able to look at an issue from this perspective, we can begin to fully understand the experience instead of allowing our consciousness to use it to keep us stuck in the problem. Join Linda Joyce, author of The Day You Were Born, frequent guest on national TV shows such as Entertainment Weekly, and a board member of the National Council of Geocosmic Research as she leads the class in a collective exploration of individual past lives. In this class, you will gain confidence in your intuition, learn how to hear your inner voice, and be able to respond to its message. And this whole magazine is about this religious stuff. But again, they wouldn't let us put our tracts out there. But this religion, because it's politically correct, can be there. By the way, it's on your TV set on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Oh, matter of fact, Oprah Winfrey herself is a New Age proponent. Oprah Winfrey said, quote, I've got a new light shining inside. And by the way, she wants her viewers to have that light glowing within them too. And it has been made clear on her program that the name God does not necessarily have to be capitalized. Any God will do. From what I have read, her teaching is that there's one big spirit out there, and our human spirit is connected to this big spirit. And so Oprah Winfrey, who is reported to be worth $550 million, has been in a spiritual dither before she became part of this spirit frenzy. She told us that she had so many problems in the past that she now realizes what the solutions are to all of the puzzles and difficulties that were within her. And now she says that this spirit within her has all the answers to her problems. All she has to do is go deep within herself and she'll find the answer to all these perplexities. And this is very popular today. It's happening all around us. Matter of fact, you can't get away from it. It's even in the cartoons. Disney. Disney, of course, for many years has had cartoons that glorify the magical, that teach about demons and witches and all of that stuff. But do you know even some innocent books like this one called The Disney Girls, which is something that... Becky, about her reading level, third, fourth grade level, talks about the same philosophy as we're going to see the New Age movement teaches, that there is answers within you. There's a magical answer waiting for you. And it says in this book, finally I calmed down as a little girl, closed my eyes and tried to concentrate. I could hardly feel any tingle of magic at all till I squeezed my silver feather hard and tried to exhale deeply, breathing out all my confusion and breathing in magic and light. I whispered, all the magic powers that be, hear me now, my desperate plea. My world right now is falling down. Where can Daisy's home be found? Then I sat very still, my hands on my knees. Thoughts were swirling through my head like autumn leaves on a breeze. But slowly my mind cleared and I felt the warmth of magic caress my face. I felt Grandmother Willow's answer float gently into my mind. Daisy belongs to magic as magic belongs to you. And on it goes to glorify magic as the answer. And by the way, magical trees, all of this is part of the New Age idea. Hug a tree. Because we're all part of the circle of life, you see. Disney's cartoon movie, The Lion King, is New Age philosophy. In the Lion King, you saw the example of how the lion would eat the antelope. And the antelope ate the grass. And the father lion teaching his son about the circle of life said that the grass provides for the antelope provides for the lion, and then the lion dies, his body goes in the ground as fertilizer to help the grass grow again. And so the circle of life just keeps going. And so life is nothing but a cycle of reincarnations, different forms, but everything is one, everything is together. Pocahontas. Again, in that one, there's New Age philosophy all throughout that Disney film. And so you need to be aware of this stuff, and that's why I'm teaching you this lesson today, so that you can know what the New Age is all about and be ready for it. Well, there are some names to this movement. It has been given several names. As I said, it's not a denomination. It's not a structured religion. But the New Age movement goes under the name the Aquarian movement. As a matter of fact, I have something here speaking about the Age of Aquarius and in 1962, how the Age of Aquarius came into being. It's called the Aquarian conspiracy, new consciousness. It goes under the name, and let me write these down in case, or show you these if you want to write them down. The New Orientalism or the New Gnosticism. I was handing out tracts in the streets of Flushing a while back, and somebody came up and said, "Could I give you one of mine?" And I said, "Sure, I'll take it." And it was called Gnosis. The New Culture of Aquarius. The human being can change his destiny. The revolution of consciousness is the key. And it goes on to talk about the new Gnosticism. Gnosticism, glorifying the mind. Gnosis is the Greek word to know. And so they want you to know deep within yourself really what the answers are to life. You are your own solution. This new culture, they say, stems from the synthesis of art, science, religion, and philosophy, and is found in the great ancient civilizations as the Mayan, Egyptian, Tibetan, Greco-Roman cultures, etc. Within the fundamental depths of these great ancient societies, we find primitive gnosis. It goes on to say in this Gnosis article, The New Culture of Aquarius, we need to break through the mold of classic morality through our stale and outdated ways, through our hypocrisy, through our unalterable dogmas, through envy, egotism, our greed for riches and power. We must look deep within our own real beings for teachings of the great ancient masters. For the Gnosis, which will precisely show us the path, the revolution of consciousness, so that we may conquer our own true freedom. And on it goes, speaking about how if you're into this new Gnosticism, it'll deepen your knowledge of yourself. You will rise above the obstacles and limitations which impede the full realization of your essence. You know what the Bible teaches about this stuff? In 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Bible teaches this. And I want, you've got to see it. Because this scripture deals with the New Age movement, which God said would come here in the last days. Go with me to 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. We'll get back to this in a moment. But I want you to see this scripture. Because God knows what's going to happen in the future. And 2,000 years ago, God said this would occur. Okay? He said that the New Age is coming. New Age philosophy is coming. And he described it for us. And you're going to see these things in the New Age movement. Listen to this. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, which means apostasy. They were not truly regenerated. They leave the faith of Christianity. Notice, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And by the way, that's what those channels are. That's what the spirit guides are all about. These forces you're to seek. They're nothing but demons that pull men away to delusion and destruction. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now, I would say vegetarianism. If you're a vegetarian, more power to you. But the part of the New Age philosophy is the teaching of not eating meat, as we're going to see. It promotes vegetarianism. Matter of fact, the health food stores all promote New Age philosophy. You go into almost any nutritional center in this city, and you will find pictures of Hindu gurus on their wall. You will find that they have all kinds of pamphlets and articles that will teach you about this new philosophy, which isn't new. It's old. Satan doesn't come up with anything new. But commanding to abstain from meats is going to be on the rise. And you'll say, I saw it first right here in the Bible. But there's going to be seducing spirits and doctrines of devils in the last days. And this gnosis, this Aquarius movement is really nothing new. It is called the new Gnosticism. It's called cosmic humanism or cosmic consciousness. What does cosmic mean? It's from the word cosmos, which means the world, the arrangements of the world. And so there's a world consciousness that they want you to open up to. Human potential movement, or the holistic health movement, and it goes under many other names as well. The symbols of the New Age movement are these. First, the yin and the yang. Remember the recycling nature of the world, how everything has a beginning, has an end, and that produces a new beginning and a new end, and everything keeps going around. Well, that is what is communicated through the yin and the yang. That there is a New Age symbol. It is a symbol which indicates continual progression, continual recycling, reincarnation, new beginning, ending, and everything continuing, that we're all part of a cosmos. We're all part of this evolutionistic world in which we live, and we're all interconnected. Every one of us is really one. I am one with that animal. I heard about a guy who was watching his young boy who was seeing his little sister drink milk. And as she was drinking the glass of milk, he said, oh, I came to this realization that she was consuming God, that God was consuming God by drinking that milk. And you know, that's the philosophy, that everything is part of God in this world. And the yin and the yang is one of the symbols of the New Age movement, which is an ancient Chinese symbol that is being popularized today. Also, another symbol would be the rainbow, which of course God gave the rainbow to indicate that he would no longer send a flood. Nowadays, the rainbow has become a sign of world unity, world peace. Also, the pyramid is a symbol of the New Age movement. The pyramid or triangle, you'll find in all of the New Age stuff that there is a pyramid with light, usually. Here, even on our dollar bill, because the New Age movement has been in the works a long time. The new Gnosticism, the Age of Aquarius, all of this stuff that would pave the way for the rise of the Antichrist, the New World Order, it's been around for a long time. Here you see on our own dollar bill, the symbol of the New Age movement, and it's the pyramid, with an eye at the top. And people wonder, what's that eye about? Many believe that that eye is the eye of the Antichrist, who hasn't yet been revealed. The all-seeing eye. But that is a symbol of the New Age movement. Also, other symbols would include crystal, and they're into looking into crystal and seeing things within crystal. They are into the unicorn. The number 666 also has New Age overtones, and the swastika. Which, if you've ever looked at a swastika, it's very similar in the yin and the yang, again symbolizing the recycling nature of life. Seven rays of light the goat's head. And some of these things you'll find in Satanism. Satanism and the New Age movement are one and the same. Just the New Age movement is a glorified angel of light version of Satanism. The pentagram, a circle with a point in the center, all of that is New Age. And they believe that you have the power within yourself to discover your own divinity. Now, let's talk for a moment about some of the buzzwords of the New Age movement. They use words like awakening, where you need to have an awakening to who you really are and what you really have, the powers you possess. They use the word centering, consciousness. They use that a lot, consciousness. Cosmic energy, enlightenment, holistic, human potential, synergistic, or everything working together, transcendental. And we're going to talk about those things. But I want to get specific with you now. What are the key philosophies of the New Age movement? As I mentioned, the first major philosophy is all is one. Everything is unified. Monism. One gentleman, Mr. Capra, in The Turning Point, page 371, said, all boundaries and dualism have been transcended and all individuality dissolves into universal, undifferentiated oneness. So everything is one. Everything and everyone is interrelated and interdependent. Ultimately, there is no real difference between humans, animals, rocks, or even God, says Kirby Anderson. But the Bible teaches that creation doesn't run itself. It is not unified in itself. What is it that holds creation together? The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 17, by Him, Jesus, all things consist. Jesus is the glue that holds everything together. Creation doesn't originate itself. Creation does not sustain itself. We are not all one with creation. We are distinctly separate from. Now, we are dependent upon the things God has made. We have to eat food that comes from this earth. We have to breathe the air. So there is a dependency upon the things which God has made in order for physical sustenance. But I am not one with the world around me in that sense. But in this philosophy of the New Age movement, everything is one. Then, since everything is one, everything is God. The universe is God. The New Age lie about God says that God is the cosmos. So He's not set apart from and above the world, He is the world. God is the world, the cosmos. God is the energy, the impersonal force in all of nature. God is the ever-changing one in form and matter. And all of life, even non-life, they say has a spark of divinity within. Does the scripture teach such things? No. All things are not God. Creation declares the glory of God, but it exists apart from God. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows His handiwork. The Bible teaches in Psalm 100 how it is God who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Pantheism and creation worship results when man suppresses his innate knowledge of God. And I believe that everybody really believes that there is a God to whom they are accountable, but they suppress that knowledge. They say, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to know about it, because they want to live in darkness rather than light. You know, there are no atheists in foxholes. You have bombs falling, and all of a sudden those who... You never heard him take God's name except in vain, will suddenly say, God, help me. You see, God exists apart from creation, and He's a personal God. All things are not God. Pantheism is of the devil. And the next logical step is this. Since all things are one and all things are God, therefore man is God. That's the conclusion. And so there's a lot of emphasis today showing the human potential emphasis in literature, business seminars, human goodness emphasis, the reality of sin and its effects are ignored. Shirley MacLaine has a spirit guide, supposedly, and her higher self explains each soul is its own God. You must never worship anyone or anything other than self, for you are God. To love self is to love God. She writes in Dancing in the Light, page 358. Do you want to know where that philosophy came from? It didn't originate with Shirley MacLaine, who is a New Age proponent. But rather, this New Age philosophy of you must live for self comes from Satan. As a matter of fact, you remember when Jesus told Peter, I'm going to be crucified. What did Peter say? Far be it from you, Lord, that you should die. What did Jesus say? Get thee behind me, Satan. Why? For you do not savor the things which be of God, but the things which are of men. In Satanism, the essence of Satanism is explained by its founder, Anton LaVey, the high priest of the Church of Satan. And he says, now this is New Age philosophy right here. And he must, as a Satanist, knowing this, realizing what his human potential is, eventually, and then he writes, and here is one of the key points of Satanism, to attain his own Godhead in accordance with his own potential. Therefore, each man, each woman is a god or goddess in Satanism. Now that's right from the horse's mouth, right from the guy who invented this cult, known as the Church of Satan. In the fourth chapter of the book of Satan, Anton LaVey writes, I am my own redeemer. Aleister Crowley, also a Satanist, said, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law. We sang today, not my will but thine. The teaching of Aleister Crowley is do what you want. And that summarizes the whole law. But the Bible teaches that man is not a god. It teaches that we are created in God's image and God's likeness. Therefore, we have a moral nature as well as intellect, emotion, and will. And that is why we should not kill human beings or abort them. Because there is a human dignity and value within people that is not within animals. God did not create animals in his own image and likeness. And of course, people in India will worship the holy cow, will not eat beef, because a cow is sacred. It is an animal of fertility, and it is a god. But no, man was created in the image and likeness of God in the sense that God has a spiritual nature. God created man with a spirit so that we could communicate with him who is spirit. And God put within us a moral awareness. We know it's wrong to steal. We know it's wrong to lie. And so man was created in his image and likeness, but that does not mean we are gods. In essence, God is a personal, triune, sovereign, holy God. We are finite, mortal, and because of the fall, sinful human beings in need of salvation. Here is another aspect of this movement. Remember, all is one. God is in all. man is God. And then fourth, man needs a change in consciousness to discover his deity.
Now here's the heart of it.
So time to wake up for a couple of minutes. This is the key to the New Age philosophy, that you need a change in your awareness as to who you are in this cosmos. Now, there are various ways in which you can achieve an altered state of consciousness to realize your true human potential. Boy, altered state of consciousness. What is it that produces an altered state of consciousness? Obviously, drugs, liquor. But there are other methods that can be used other than drugs and alcohol. Now, of course, in Satanism, drugs and such are looked upon as favorable because they do produce a altered state of consciousness. But here's how they do it. First, through hypnosis. You can come to realize that you are a god if you allow them to hypnotize you. Or you can get the revelation that you are a god through channeling. Spirit guides will show you who you are and what your potential is as a human being. So you got to seek your spirit guide, and they're nothing but demons. Or through yoga. Now, some people think yoga's innocent. Yoga's just exercise, just breathing technique, just concentration. The word yoga means to yoke with the all. And within yoga, it's not mere exercise and breathing techniques. Deeply rooted within yoga is to produce an altered consciousness to open you up, so that you'll receive and embrace the spirits that are out there. TM, transcendental meditation, where you transcend this life and you go above and beyond and you meditate. And by the way, meditation is good, but not transcendental meditation. You see, we ought to meditate on God. We ought to meditate on His truth, His principles, His word. The Bible says you shall meditate in the word day and night. Meditation, nothing wrong with meditation. If it's proper meditation where you think about something. But if you just open yourself up to this cosmos understanding and you just transcend and go out there into the spirit world, then I believe you are opening yourself up for demon possession. Other techniques like visualization, EST seminars, Earnhardt seminars, astral projection or out-of-the-body experiences. In this booklet, it talks about a guy who supposedly died three times and comes back to write a book to tell his story. Subliminal persuasion. Biofeedback, where they use instruments for self-monitoring. Floating. And by the way, you could go to certain centers and you can enter tanks of water at relaxation centers. And there you can be involved in attaining this altered state of consciousness. Tarot cards. Visualizing or imaging, which is the ability to manipulate objects, people, or events with your own will or mind, and that's satanic. Repetitious chanting, to repeat a mantra over and over and over again. And people will just sit around like this, opening themselves up for spirit guides to make contact with the other world. They'll meet in meetings like this and sit under some channeler who will help them get in contact with their spirit guide. L. Ron Hubbard, who wrote a book. As a matter of fact, he started that so-called Scientology movement. You could learn about past lives. They're into that in the New Age movement. looking into your past lives, because it's all Hinduistic thinking, as I said. But all of this stuff, from trances like hypnosis to reach the subconscious mind, direct contact with spiritual entities, yoga, visualization or imagining yourself to be filled with light, EST seminars, which is nothing but psychology and Eastern metaphysics for self-help, astral projection or out-of-the-body experiences, self-hypnosis tapes. By the way, do you know New Age has its own music too? New Age music doesn't have a melody. They have New Age music, and some of you will think, oh, it's so beautiful. But I guarantee one thing, you'll never whistle it in a shower. Why? Because New Age music doesn't have a melody. It just goes around, never hits anywhere. It just floats around. One line blends in with another, and it just doesn't quite hit anything. That is New Age music, and it's all around us. Biofeedback, as I mentioned, instruments for self-monitoring. All of this stuff is satanic. I want you to go to Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18, where God warns us about this. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18, please, and notice, if you will, verse number 9. God warns the Israelites that when they enter Canaan land, you've got to be on guard, because there have been a lot of pagan ideas that he doesn't want the Jews adopting. Notice verse 9, Deuteronomy 18, 9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Notice, there shall not be found among you one that maketh his son or daughter pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits. There's New Age right there, isn't it? Seeking the spirit guide. Or a wizard, or a necromancer, those that seek the dead. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times. In other words, they're into the horoscope. And unto the diviners. In other words, they go to the palm readers. And they call up those special phone numbers to talk with somebody who could tell them their future. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. In other words, God does not allow this. This is all satanic. And so, I want to admonish you with these words as I conclude this message, that we must know what the Bible says about the proper use of our mind. We should not open up our mind to the point where we surrender or lose control of our thought process. Because the Bible says to be sober or sound in thinking. We should open our mind to God. We should open our mind to God's word, God's truth. But you don't just open yourself up to anything. Also, you should never stop critiquing everything you see and everything you hear. Don't just swallow everything. This must be true. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's believing it. My friend, we need critical thinkers today. We need people that are going to look objectively at things and not just soak in everything. The Bible says, prove all things, which means test all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. We must never stop critiquing everything we see and hear. Third, we must never open ourselves up to any spirit except God's spirit. Remember Jesus told about the man who swept his life clean, but he didn't replace the empty room with God. So seven demons take over the man's life and possess him. And the last state of the man was worse than the beginning. Never open yourself up to any spirit except God's spirit. Number four, fill your mind continually with God's truth. See, the Bible does teach that our minds need to undergo a change, but it's a change called transformation, Romans 12:2, by the renewing of your mind through the Word of God, so that we would not be conformed to the spirit of this world. And so we need to allow God's Word to penetrate our minds so that we'll have the wisdom to detect the lies and deception that is all around us. And then we must bring our thoughts into captivity. We should not allow our thoughts to run loose. 2 Corinthians 10:5, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And then number six, we need to focus our thoughts on godly virtue. We need to focus our thoughts on godly virtue, not opening yourself up just to anything that is going to come down the pike, because if you do, you're going to open yourself up to demons. In Philippians 4, verse 8, he says, this is what you ought to do with your thinking, with your mind. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And so God is for meditation, but not this kind. Not opening yourself up to just the spirits out there, because those that do are opening themselves up to demons who are going to put into their minds satanic philosophy to get ready for the emergence of the Antichrist. So we need to have wisdom to know what is going on in our world. And this morning I gave you half of my message on this subject. This afternoon we're going to continue, okay, at 12:30. We're going to go upstairs in a couple minutes for lunch and we'll come back down. But I want you to get all of this information so that you could be ready against this philosophy that is all around you, perhaps even next door. It could be in your house in the form of books and TV and videos. May the Lord help us to be wise. Let's pray together. Lord, we are thankful that you have told us what will occur in the last days. Help us to not be gullible. Help us to be people that think critically and accurately, that reason, that don't just adopt every philosophy and way of thinking, for that is worldliness and satanic, but help us, Lord, to focus on you and on your truth. And may we never believe the lie that everything is one and that everything is God and that we are gods. Lord, help us to never believe even a trace of such lies. But you are exalted. You are sovereign. You rule the universe. Even though people all around us want to worship and serve the creation more than the Creator, we know that you, Lord, exist. And one day we will be accountable to you. I pray that all of us will have a heightened discernment because of this message today. That all of your people will be able to share their light, which is a reflection of you, Lord Jesus, to those around us. We know that our light does not originate with ourselves, But you, Lord Jesus, are the light of the world. Help us to allow you to shine through our life. May others see our good works and glorify you in heaven. Thank you for allowing us to learn this message today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.